This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Gwen Tompkins, in for Leanne Hansen. U.S. troops and Afghan forces are in their second day of a major offensive against militant fighters in the Taliban stronghold of Marja in southern Afghanistan. NATO said it had hoped to secure Marja within a matter of days, but now a top Marine commander says it could take weeks for U.S.-led forces to secure the area. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Marja now. She's embedded with the U.S. 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines Regiment. So what's happening there in Marja?
Well, at the moment here, I'm in northwestern Marja, which is basically a four-block radius of this region of canals and villages and bazaars and the like the Marines are trying to take back. The Marines have taken control of this small portion that I'm in, but as you can probably hear, there's still gunfire. You still have insurgents running around firing at the Marines as often as they can. So it's not very safe yet. This is a very difficult place for the Marines to get rid of insurgents because they're able to hide very effectively inside these walls and ditches and canals that exist here.
This gunfire that we're hearing in the background, is that suggesting any major resistance coming from Taliban fighters right now?
I would call this more skirmishes than major resistance because there aren't that many of these Taliban. You know, we're talking a couple dozen, maybe three dozen, and they don't have very effective weapons. Sometimes they do. I mean, but those weapons are the ones that, like the 50 caliber Russian-made machine guns and those sorts of things. The Marines have been very determined to target and get rid of. But certainly you have a lot of insurgents running around with AK-47s and those sorts of less effective weapons. And so it's with these that they're firing, but obviously being fired at is a dangerous proposition no matter what weapon you're using, and the Marines are trying to eliminate this threat so that civilians can return here and so that they can continue in securing the rest of this this region.
Now, Soraya, Marja has been a Taliban stronghold for some time now, and so can you talk a little bit about what plans the U.S. and NATO forces might have for the area, I mean, once it is taken?
Well, in conjunction with the Afghan government, because the Americans are very quick, as is NATO, to point out that this is an Afghan government decision, an Afghan government-run area, that the decision should be there. But what they're planning to do is they've already hired a man from Helmand who has spent a lot of time in Germany. I don't know much about him beyond that, but they're going to bring him in to be the sub-district governor. This is a sub-district of a larger district called Nad Ali, which is very close to the provincial capital of Lashkargah here in Helmand province. This region is very, very vital. It is an area that the Americans came in the 50s and created a bunch of irrigation ditches and canals and the like to not only produce rich farmland, but to help produce power. And so recapturing this would obviously be a boon in that regard. And it would also put a big dent in the pocket of the Taliban, who have been benefiting from all the opium poppy that has grown here.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson with the U.S. 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines Regiment. Thanks, Soraya.
You're welcome.